Hello, and welcome to another episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. This was a session that took place on January 19th, 2018, with members of the band The Nadas. Thanks for listening.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. My name is DJ TBD, and I am jumping on air for a special live in studio performance. We have members of The Nadas here with us today from Iowa. They are playing a show tonight in Fort Collins, and we are lucky to have Jason and Mike in the studio about to play us some songs, and then we'll also have a short interview before they have to jet away for that rock star lifestyle. But before that, they're going to start us off with their song Roses off of their latest album, One Louder. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
I did all for the roses, not for the posies, not for the daffodils or dandelions. Did it all for the roses. It's not the miles, the driving that kills me. You need to be kind, 'cause I'm trying to get there. Wait up for me till my car door closes. I did it all for the roses, not for the posies, not for the daffodils or dandelions. I did it all for the roses. I make it hard to make it easy. I don't try to be that way. Sometimes I guess it all just gets the best of us. And I swear forgiveness is always nice in heavy doses. For the roses, not for the posies, not for the daffodils or dandelions. I did it all for the roses, not for the posies, not for the daffodils or dandelions. I did it all for the roses.
KCSU Fort Collins. You just heard a live in-studio performance with members of The Nadas. Jason and Mike are here with me right now, and that was very lovely. Thanks for that. I'm never really heard your music before, so I wasn't quite sure what to expect, and I thought that was very lovely.
Thank you very much. So, I'm gonna be honest, I have never heard your show either.
So we're good.
So we're on the same plane.
I'm a long-time listener. Oh, I'm
wonderful.
A huge fan.
Oh gosh, well now I feel awful. But thanks again for making the drive. I know you were literally driving from Iowa today.
Yeah, yep. And we left last night about 10 o'clock, and we stopped for breakfast in Atwood, Colorado. And then we rolled in here mid-morning.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad that you could make it and that you had time before your show tonight, which is at New Belgium Brewery. But we're going to talk really briefly. I had some questions for you before we hear your final song and doing some research. And you guys have been a band for 25 years, which I gotta say is incredible. That's a quarter of a century. It's a really long time, older than me.
I was gonna say probably older than most of the listeners.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool to see a band, you know, keep going for a good amount of years. And I wanted to know any lessons, any things that you've picked up over the years that, you know, have contributed to you guys staying together as a band, because I don't know of any bands that off the top of my head right now that have stayed together for that long.
We don't
long.
Know very many either.
Yeah.
And the only ones that we really know of though are ones that were like super financially successful. So now they're just sitting on their beach somewhere. Uh-huh. But I don't know. It's been fun for us, mm-hmm. you know, all these years. And we've always struck a balance with family and you know, the rest of our life. And mm-hmm. So we just do it as long as it's fun. And every once in a while, we play a little too much and we get a little burnt out. And then mm-hmm. we take a little break. And then every once in a while, we wish we were on the road again. And mm-hmm. so we just keep doing it.
That's awesome.
And ultimately, I think the bottom line is that our fans are just crazy loyal and have stuck with us. And they come out and it allows us to do it because mm-hmm. it's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
And so, like, the bottom line is they come to the shows, they have fun, and so we get to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And you are about to release your 11th studio album that's going to be released later this month. So we're actually hearing some special behind-the-scenes looks, I guess, right now, these acoustic versions of these songs. I wanted to, you know, just also hear how that experience has been. That's a lot of albums to have made so far and then to make another one.
Yeah, and they've all been different. You know, our first records, a couple of those first ones, we would spend a year making the record mm-hmm. and then we would put it out and we'd tour for like 2 years. And mm-hmm. We made a record where we wrote, recorded, and released a song mm-hmm. every month for a year. And then that became the record. So mm-hmm. that one was called Almanac. That was 2009.
Yeah.
We've kind of done it all over the board. And this one we made really quickly and easily.
That's cool.
We planned it for a couple of years mm-hmm. and we gathered song ideas. And then we went into the studio and recorded it and just wrote and recorded it in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So.
And would you say that's because you've had so much practice making albums that you're getting to the point where or you've been at the point for a while that it's easier than it used to be or it was in 1993?
I would say, like, in one way, it's easier. Mm-hmm. We were better players and we mm-hmm. know the process in the studio and what to expect. But from a writing standpoint, it's a little harder. We have to dig deeper because we already wrote the love song, the breakup song, yeah. and the road song.
And then we wrote it again.
But so, yeah, for me, the writing's a little more challenging.
Absolutely. What was that last song about then, Roses, that we just heard?
My wife's middle name is Rose.
Oh, gotcha. My middle name is Rose.
There you go.
The universe. So, and then songwriting can just be as simple as that.
It's that was a hard one, actually, because I've only been married to her for a little over a year and together for a little while before that.
Mm-hmm.
But she was kind of like, well, you know, if I'm marrying a songwriter, you should write a song about me. And there's nothing like that kind of pressure, you know?
Yeah, I would assume that's a little nerve-wracking.
So that one took a while to write.
Well, that's exciting. Is there any like theme to this latest album or any just overarching ideas running through it?
I wouldn't say there's a general theme. Mm-hmm. What's different about this one than some of the last ones is that we brought in a friend of ours named Alex Deason to produce the record. Mm-hmm. He's playing a band called the Damwells that we ran around with back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote the record with us. Usually it's just Jason and I writing together, but he came in. We holed up for a few days in a house mm-hmm. in Des Moines where we're from, and we wrote this record. So it has his flavor mm-hmm. on it, which is cool for us because we're fans.
Yeah, that's awesome. So more collaboration this time around or just like...
Well, there's always been collaboration between he and I and there's always collaboration with the band.
Mm-hmm.
But a little, just a different collaboration and a different in that we asked someone that we are a fan of if he'd make a record with us. And so it was really fun. And, you know, he came into it. He's kind of a New York born LA guy. That's sort of... he's rough around the edges, and he likes to he likes to throw his weight around. Mm-hmm. And he told us that he'd never made a record with anyone where he didn't make somebody cry at least once.
Did he make you cry?
Not once.
I think maybe I saw him crying one
Yeah. So it was so fun, and I think that's why it went so fast, is because it was fun. It was easy.
That's good.
And like when I was done, when I was personally done recording, and and this was a physical CD in my hand, I was like, I don't care if anything else happens, because I'm just happy with what's, you know, at this point. But so that's kind of unique.
That's awesome. That's really good to hear. And is that like kind of a new feeling that, or just for this album that you felt it, or?
Yeah, you know, there's always a lot of striving to get to the next level. And it's not that we're not doing that. Well, you know, that's kind of a constant, but, but I'm not relying on the record for that. I'm happy with the record as it is. And, you know, I'm ready to work on whatever's next.
Yeah. And would you say that's just kind of a process of you getting older and more mature and just growing up?
You're really making me think about this right now.
That's what I try to do, you know, try to get to the bottom of.
I think so. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of satisfaction in where we are in this career, which, you know, we're not, we don't have our own jet, and we still carry our own stuff. So it's not like we're, it's not like we're living the lifestyles of rich and famous, but there's a lot of satisfaction in what we've
done. That's good. So glad to hear that. And I had just a couple more questions. So you're from Iowa. Both of you are born and raised in Iowa?
Yep, correct.
All right. And you said this isn't your first stop in Colorado. When were you here last?
It's probably been 10 years since we've been in Fort Collins. We play Denver a lot. We play Steamboat. We play up in the mountains. But we just haven't been up to Fort Collins.
Yeah.
But Fort Collins was the first town that we toured to when we left our home state.
Aww.
And I had a brother that lived here at the time, so we would just come stay at his apartment, his one bedroom apartment. And we would bring our whole band, and we would like just couch surf, you know, and play Laramie and Cheyenne and Estes Park. And so, but we used to play like Lucky Joe's, I don't know, 10 times a year. So
that's awesome. Well, welcome back. I'm glad
Thank you
can be here, and kind of a nostalgic sort of thing. Maybe you'll go through town and see what's new, see what's different. So are you all on tour right now then, or is this just like a little Colorado jaunt
thing? We're kind of perpetually on tour.
Gosh.
So we're just here for the weekend. We have a private show in Denver tomorrow.
Cool.
And then we're back home, but then we have a couple shows next week, and then we're in Phoenix, and then we're actually up in Evergreen, Colorado, and then Steamboat.
Cool.
And so we're just perpetually on tour.
That's awesome. And then kind of one of my final questions. So in my internet research, I saw that in 2001, you were given the title by Playboy magazine of the best college band you've never heard of. And obviously that was now 17 years ago, which is mind-boggling. But what do you think, Playboy magazine, what title would they give you now?
The best almost parents of college kids band that you've never heard of.
All right, wonderful. So you heard it here. This is members of the Nadas, Jason and Mike. And before we start this last song, I want you to let the people know where they can find you also in the internet realm.
Yeah, thenadas.com. That's one place. And even though the record doesn't come out until the 30th, it is also, it is available on our website right now. It's sort of a pre-sale fan thing. So
gotcha.
And then Facebook, we do a lot on Facebook. We're streaming on live on Facebook right now.
Hello, live people, anybody watching. So awesome. And that's the Nadas as well on Facebook.
Yep. And then everywhere, you know, Instagram, Twitter, all that
stuff. You got it. All that good social media-ness. So we're going to hear this last song. It's called If Everything Goes My Way, which is off of this studio album, One Louder. Did you maybe want to maybe give some backstory to this song before we go into it?
Yeah, it's just a song about reconnecting with lost friends, I guess.
Okay. That's cool. All right, so this is a live in-studio session with Jason and Mike of the Nadas. Thank you so much for listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
I don't belong here. This isn't my scene. Everyone's blasting. Kind of annoying. I want to stay. See it through. It's only one day. I'm gonna win you. If everything goes my way,
asleep. In the corner, arms folded, staring at your feet. No, I'm not good enough or pretty. I'm gonna walk right up and talk to you. Once in my life, that's what I'm gonna do. If everything goes my way, you're taking me home, and we'll be starting to fall in deep. If everything goes my way, so can we make it?
KCSU Fort Collins. That was a live performance of the song If Everything Goes My Way by The Nadas, members of The Nadas, Jason and Mike. It is off of their latest album, One Louder, which will be out the 30th of this month. And thank you so much, both of you, for taking the time to come in here before your show and, you know, just coming from out of town. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Of course.
This has been another episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. I would like to thank Jason and Mike for taking the time to come into the studio. My name is Haley Giustino. I hosted the interview, engineered the audio, and produced this podcast. If you'd like to hear more podcast episodes from us, you can find them at kcsufm.com, on SoundCloud, and on iTunes.